Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning your trip to the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Welcome, everyone, to the final Tuesday edition of the First Pitch Podcast of 2022. MLB season. I'm your host, Daniel Port. Thank you for joining us. There was a ton of MLB action yesterday that I would love to get you up to date on here, so let's just jump straight into it. Beginning with the injury news and notes, for the Baltimore Orioles, Ramon Urias said Monday that he'll need 8 to 12 weeks to fully recover from a sprained right knee, and Felix Bautista went on the 15-day injured list with an undisclosed injury. For the Boston Red Sox, Xander Bogaerts is expected to play Tuesday against the Rays. He's been dealing with a back injury. He's been day-to-day. And Rob Refsnyder was placed in the 10-day injured list with low back spasms on Monday. For Cincinnati Reds, TJ Friedel has been diagnosed with a hamstring injury and will miss the last 2 days of the regular season with a leg injury. For the Kansas City Royals, Salvador Perez was out of Monday's game against the Guardians and is listed as day-to-day with a thumb injury. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chris Taylor received a cortisone injection in his neck on Monday and is listed as day-to-day. For the Miami Marlins, Edward Cabrera was placed on the 15-day injured list with a right ankle sprain yesterday, which ends his season. For the New York Mets, Starling Marte won't be ready to return from the 10-day injured list any sooner than Friday, depending on how he fares in workouts over the next few days. That's according to Mets manager Buck Showalter. For the New York Yankees, Gleyber Torres is listed as day-to-day. He was removed from Monday's game against the Rangers. He's under the weather right now. For the Philadelphia Phillies, Brad Hand threw a 25-pitch bullpen session Monday and is scheduled to face live hitters tomorrow. For the San Francisco Giants, Evan Longoria was placed on a 10-day injured list with a fractured right thumb. Moving to the St. Louis Cardinals, Nolan Arenado is listed as day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. And Tyler O'Neill won't be activated from the 10-day injury list before the Cardinals' regular season finale on Wednesday in Pittsburgh. But manager Oliver Marmol said that the outfielder could be included on the postseason roster as he's still dealing with a hamstring injury. Moving to the Tampa Bay Rays, Yandy Diaz is listed as day-to-day with an undisclosed injury, and David Peralta is also listed day-to-day. He was out of the lineup for yesterday's game in Boston with a hip injury. We'll monitor his status for today. For the Texas Rangers, Cole Ragans was placed on the 15-day injury list with a left calf strain. And for the Toronto Blue Jays, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is trending in the right direction and could be available for Toronto's upcoming wildcard series as he's coming back from a hamstring injury. Finally, to wrap things up, looking at the Washington Nationals, Nelson Cruz is listed as day-to-day with an eye injury that's been bothering him for quite some time now. He was not in the starting lineup yesterday against the Mets. We'll monitor status for today. Now, moving on to the games from yesterday's action, let's start with the Royals and the Guardians. The Royals won this game 5-2. To take a look at some of the Royals hitters that stood out, Bobby Witt Jr. went 1-for-5 with a run scored and his 30th stolen base, so that gives him a 20 home run, 30 stolen base season on the year, which is a tremendous rookie year. Also, Drew Waters went 2-for-4 with a run and 4 RBIs with his 5th home run on the season. Moving to the pitching side of things, Zach Greinke pitched well, going 6 innings pitched, giving up 7 hits, giving up just 2 runs, only one of them earned with a walk and a strikeout. While on the Guardian side of things, Tristan McKenzie pitched 5 innings, giving up 4 hits and 1 earned run with no walks and 4 strikeouts. Moving to the Cardinals versus the Pirates came out on top on this one, 3-2. For the Cardinals, Albert Pujols hit home run number 703, going 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs in that game. That's his 24th home run on the season. And on the Pirates side of things, Jake Suwinski hit his 19th home run, going 1-for-2 with a run, an RBI, and a walk. In terms of their pitching in this game, the Cardinals actually took a bit of an unconventional approach this one. Jose Quintana made the start, going 3 innings pitched, giving up no earned runs and getting no strikeouts with a walk and a hit. And then Miles Mikolas went 3 innings pitched, giving up 3 hits, 1 earned run, no walks and no strikeouts. And the reason that they did this was Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals manager, said that he wanted to put both pitchers into a place where they could start either game in the first round, and so this set them up to do so. On the Pirates side of things, Mitch Keller pitched well, going 5 innings pitched with 2 earned runs, 2 walks, just 6 hits given up, 5 strikeouts to go along with that. Moving on to the Braves and the Marlins, the Braves really needed to win this game, but they could not do it here as the Marlins win 4-0. For the Braves, Dansby Swanson went 2-for-4 with his 32nd double on the season. And on the Marlins side of things, several hitters had good days. John Birdie went 2-for-4 with a run scored and his 40th stolen base on the season. Brian De La Cruz went 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 3 RBIs, hitting his 19th double of the season and his 13th home run of the season. Heck of a day for Brian De La Cruz. And then Jesus Sanchez went 3-for-4 with an RBI and 2 doubles, giving him 14 now on the season. Looking at the pitching in this game for the Braves, Bryce Elder went 5 innings pitched, giving up 6 hits, 4 earned runs, a walk, and 5 strikeouts in this one. While on the Marlins side of things, Jesus Luzardo had himself one heck of a day. He went 6 innings pitched, giving up 4 hits, no earned runs, walking just 1 hitter, and striking out 12 Braves in this game to pick up the win. Moving on to the Cubs versus the Reds. The Reds won this one 3-1. And for the Reds, a couple of hitters that stood out. Stuart Fairchild went 1-for-2 with a double. That's his 4th in the season and a run scored. Jonathan India had a double of his own. That's his 16th on the season. He also had an RBI in addition to a run scored. And Kyle Farmer had his 25th double on the season, going 1-for-3 with an RBI. No Cubs hitters really stood out in this one. But on the pitching side for them, Hayden Wesneski was really great, going 6 innings pitched, giving up just 2 runs, only one of them earned, walking 1, giving up 4 hits, and striking out 6 hitters. On the Reds side of things, Hunter Green continued his recent stretch of great pitching, going 6 innings pitched, giving up just 2 hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Jumping over to the AL East, the Blue Jays topped the Orioles 5-1. For the Blue Jays, Vlad Guerrero was the big hitter in this one, going 1-for-3 with his 32nd home run, an RBI, a run scored, and a walk. Whit Merrifield also had himself a heck of a day, going 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. On the Orioles side of things, Jorge Mateo went 1-for-3 with a run scored and his 35th stolen base on the season. Looking at the pitching in this one, Dean Kramer took the mound for the Orioles and went 6 innings pitched, giving up 4 runs, just 3 of them earned, with a walk and 4 strikeouts and 6 hits given up. On the Blue Jays side of things, though, Jose Berríos finally had a really nice game, going 6 innings pitched with 1 earned run, just 3 hits given up, 3 walks, which is a little troubling, but he did strike out 5 in this one and had himself one heck of a game when the Blue Jays perhaps needed it the most. Moving on to the Yankees and the Rangers. The Yankees won this one 3-1. The Rangers were held at just two hits in this one. For the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton hit his 30th home run, going 1-for-2 with a run and an RBI and two walks. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa went 0-for-3 in this one, which is not great, but he did have a walk and stole his 22nd base on the season here, which is something to keep in mind perhaps for next year. This game had a fun pitching matchup in it, as Luis Severino took the mound for the Yankees, going 7 innings strong with no earned runs given up. In fact, actually gave up no hits in this as well, while walking just one hitter and striking out 7. On the other side of things, Martin Perez had himself a heck of a game as well, going 6 innings pitched, giving up 5 hits, but giving up just one earned run out of all that, while somehow walking 5 hitters and only striking out 2, and getting out of that only giving up just the 1 earned run. Moving on to the Rays and the Red Sox. The Red Sox won this one 4-3. For the Rays, Wander Franco had himself a heck of a game, going 3-for-4 with a run and an RBI. He hit his 3rd triple on the season and also his 6th home run on the season. Also, Manny Margot went 1-for-4 with his 4th home run on the season. He had 2 RBIs in this one as well. Looking over at the Red Sox, Rafael Devers had himself a heck of a game, as we should expect. He went 3-for-3 with a double, a run, and an RBI. Christian Arroyo went 1-for-4 with his 16th double on the season, as well as a run and 2 RBIs. And finally, Enrique Hernandez went 2-for-4 with his 24th double on the season with an RBI of his own. Moving into the pitching for this game, Tyler Glasnow took the mound for the Rays. He went 3.2 innings pitches. He continues to ramp his pitch count up for the postseason. He gave up no earned runs in this one, walked 1, and struck out 7. For the Red Sox, Rich Hill took the mound and went 6 innings pitched, giving up 3 runs, just one of them earned, with a walk, 6 strikeouts, and just 3 hits given up in this one. Jumping all the way over to the NL West versus the NL Central, we have the Diamondbacks taking on the Brewers. The Brewers won this one 6-5 in the 10th inning. For the Diamondbacks, Dalton Varsho went 1-for-5 with an RBI and his 16th stolen base. And Sergio Alcantara hit his 6th home run, going 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs. On the Brewers side of things, Hunter Renfro was the big hero in this one. He hit his 29th home run in the 9th inning, and then had the walk-off hit in the 10th to put the game on ice, going 2-for-5 on the day with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Christian Yelich also hit his 14th home run of the season, going 2-for-4 with an RBI and 2 runs scored in this one. Pitching for the Diamondbacks, Tommy Henry threw an impressive 6.1 innings pitch, giving up just 1 earned run, walking 1 hitter, giving up just 3 hits, and striking out 5. While on the Brewers side of things, Brandon Woodruff does what you expect aces to do. He went 6 innings pitched, giving up just 2 earned runs, giving it 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, and the 1 home run. The Phillies took on the Astros and came out on top 3-0. And for them, the real story was Kyle Schwarber going 2-for-3 with 2 home runs, giving him 46 now on the season with 2 RBIs, 2 runs, and 2 walks. Bryson Stott also had himself a heck of a day, going 3-for-3 with his 19th double on the season and his 10th home run on the season to go along with a walk. Houston was allowed just 2 hits in this one, so there wasn't much offense going for them on their side of things. But pitching-wise, the Phillies had Aaron Nola on the mound, and he went 6.2 innings pitched, giving up no earned runs, walking no hitters, and striking out 9, giving up just 2 hits. So he is looking primed for the playoffs. On the Astros side of things, Lance McCullers went 6 innings pitched, giving up 6 hits, just 1 earned run, 1 walk, striking out 5, and giving up just the 1 home run. Moving on to an AL Central battle that doesn't really matter for much, the Twins took on the White Sox, with the White Sox prevailing 3-2. For the Twins, Gio Urshela went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, a run scored, and his 13th home run on the season. Moving over to the White Sox, Josh Harrison went 1-for-3, hitting his 7th home run on the season and having 2 RBIs in this game as well. Towing the rubber in this one for the Twins, Bailey Ober went 5 innings pitched, giving up 2 earned runs on just 2 hits, with a walk and 4 strikeouts and 1 home run given up. On the White Sox side of things, Johnny Cueto continued his fantastic season, going 7 innings pitched, giving up 2 earned runs on 6 hits with no walks and 4 strikeouts and a home run given up of his own. Jumping over to the West Coast, we have the Angels taking on the Athletics, with the Athletics winning this one 5-4. For the Angels, we have Livian Soto going 2-for-5 with a run scored, continuing his scorching hot season so far, as he's now hitting .412 on the season. And Shohei Ohtani went 1-for-4 with a double, a run, and an RBI. Moving over to the Athletics, Seth Brown went 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and his 3rd triple on the season. Pitching-wise, Patrick Sandoval was not the reason the Angels lost this one, as he went six innings pitched, giving up no earned runs with five hits, a walk, and six strikeouts. On the Athletic side of things, Adrian Martinez continued his tough season as he went 4.1 innings pitched with seven hits given up, four earned runs given up, two walks, and five strikeouts. Jumping over to the Tigers and the Mariners with a game that had some implications as to how the playoff matchups would shake out here. The Tigers came out on top 4-3 over the Mariners. For the Tigers, Akil Baddoo went 2-for-4 with one run scored and two stolen bases. That gives him 9 on the season, making Scott Chu a very happy man. And Javi Baez went 1-for-5 with his 17th home run on the season with two RBIs. On the Mariners squad, Julio Rodriguez went 3-for-4 with a run scored and RBI in his 25th double on the season. Pitching for the Tigers was Brian Garcia, going 6.2 innings pitched, with three earned runs, two walks, five hits given up, and six strikeouts. On the Mariners, I think George Kirby struggled in this one, going just four innings pitched, with four earned runs, six hits, three walks, five strikeouts, and a home run given up. Staying over on the West Coast, the Giants took on the Padres, with the Padres coming out on top 7-4. For the Giants, Brandon Crawford went 1-for-4 with two RBIs and a run scored, and Joey Bart went 1-for-4 with two RBIs of his own. The Padres, on the other hand, Jake Cronenworth went 2-for-4 with two RBIs and a run and his 30th double on the season, while Will Myers hit his 6th home run of the season, going 2-for-4 with three RBIs on the day. Pitching for the Giants, John Brebbia was the opener in this one, going just one innings pitched, giving up no runs. And then Scott Jelly took over, throwing five innings pitched, giving up four hits, no earned runs, walking just one hitter, and striking out 8. For the Padres, Joe Musgrove did his thing, going six innings pitched, with no earned runs given up, just two hits, two walks, and seven strikeouts. Finally, to wrap things up, our last game on the day, the Rockies bested the Dodgers 2-1. For the Rockies, Sean Bouchard really stood out, going 3-for-4 with a run scored and two doubles, giving him 6 doubles on this young season as he's already off to a scorching start to his career, hitting .313 on the season. And Trace Thompson for the Dodgers went 2-for-3 with his 13th home run on the season, a run and an RBI. Pitching for the Rockies was Jose Urania, going 6 innings strong with just one earned run given up, 5 hits, and 4 strikeouts with a home run given up. And for the Dodgers, Tony Gonsolin, who's working his way back up to full strength here, went just 2 innings pitched with one earned run given up, 3 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. So that's all of the game action from yesterday, but before we jump into what we're looking forward to today here, jumping into the final days of the season, let's take a quick break.
Hey, Alex Fast here, and thanks for listening to this podcast on the Pitcher List Podcast Network. If you're a fan, consider supporting all of us by getting a PL Plus subscription, where you're going to get an ad-free website and get access to our Discord, where you can talk to all of our podcast hosts and staff. Plus, you can hang out with our incredible Pitcher List community. It's basically a baseball sanctuary year-round for as low as $8 a month. You can sign up at pitcherlist.com/plus, and you're going to get your first month free with promo code podcast. Also, don't forget to check out everything else we do as well, from YouTube videos, live streams, newsletters, off-season articles, TikToks, breakdowns, over 15 baseball podcasts on our network. We can't stop talking about baseball, even during the off-season. So sign up for PL Plus today at pitcherlist.com/plus and use promo code podcast to get your first month free. All right, thanks for listening. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back. I've managed to get some water in me and get my voice back here. So let's check in real quick with Mark Paquette for the weather for today.
Thank you very much. We got a couple days left of the Major League Baseball regular season. And today, Monday, we have some showers around Baltimore as the Blue Jays will be making their season finale series in Baltimore. Really doesn't mean much in terms of playoff spots, but playoff positioning still up for grabs in the American League wild card. But yeah, they should be able to get this game in. It's just kind of cloudy, cool, drizzly, a shower or two around, but I fully expect them to play. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Mark. Now, let's talk what I'm looking forward to out of today's games. For the most part, the playoff implications are pretty much wrapped up. We're starting to see the matchups really start to take hold here for the first round, and pretty much every playoff spot is wrapped up One important one, though, is obviously the Mets and the Braves are still battling for supremacy in the NL East to see who takes the division and who ends up in the first wildcard spot. So we want to pay attention to the Mets taking on the Nationals in a doubleheader today, as yesterday's game got rained out. And then the Braves will be taking on the Marlins. The Braves with Jake Odorizzi going up against Braxton Garrett. So that can be a really fun game to watch for those implications. And then we also have a couple pitchers trying to kind of cement their Cy Young resume, even if they're not the front runners, like Justin Verlander, Zach Gallen, Carlos Rodon, Julio Urias, are all kind of trying to put up one more big start on their resume to sort of say, hey, I deserve some Cy Young votes here as well. So that could be all worth watching as well. Now, in terms of some pitchers that I might be looking to stream, obviously most fantasy seasons are pretty much over at this point, but if you're doing DFS or anything like that, Cal Quantrill at home against the Royals. I've said many times in this podcast, Cal Quantrill's unbeatable at home. That is just the one unwritten rule, is that he does not lose at home. I don't think he's lost in about 2 years in a home game. He's just fantastic. Start him against the Royals, who stink, and you'll be happy about it. Chris Flexen, I'm not sure how far he'll go in this game, but he's going up against the Tigers, so that's a nice matchup if we think he might get an extended start here. And then Javier Assad against the Reds, pitching for the Cubs, could be a nice matchup there as well. In terms of hitters I'm looking to stream, throw all the Guardians you get your hands on against Daniel Lynch of the Royals. It's worth trying to see who is actually going to play, as they'd like to mix and match with their lineups a little bit. The likes of Will Brennan or Miles Straw or Stephen Kwan could be really nice matchups, even if you want to look at, say, Josh Naylor or even his brother if he plays Bo Naylor. And also any Mets you can get your hands on going up against Corey Abbott of the Nationals, who's really struggled this season. There aren't a ton of Mets available still out there, but especially in DFS, you know, taking a look at any Mets, that could be a really nice matchup. So that's our podcast for today. That's all the action from yesterday as we look to wrap up this season. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back here tomorrow. I'll give my big farewell and get all sappy tomorrow. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll see each other mañana.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.